So this is a question about a comment I made in a previous podcast where I said that the U.S. doesn't need to send money to help Israel's military. So the question is, at what point should we step in and help an ally? Presumably, if we knew that Iran was about to drop a nuclear warhead on Israel, we would offer military assistance. So this is a question, an ally in what? So in this case, I believe Israel is an ally of ours in a war that America's engaged in, even though it doesn't know it's engaged in, with the jihadi regimes out there in the world, the Islamic totalitarians in, what is it now, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Iran, Hamas, Hezbollah, Saudi Arabia, other places in the Middle East that are dedicated to killing Americans and dedicated to the destruction of this country and are willing to do whatever is necessary in order to achieve that. In that, Israel is an ally. And in that battle, yeah, I think the United States should provide assistance to Israel. I think my bigger point last time was Israel doesn't need the assistance. Militarily, Israel is powerful enough to protect itself. And giving Israel money creates economic dependency on the United States that is harmful to Israel itself and not necessary for America to provide for the sake of this military alliance. Now, you could imagine a circumstance where, for the sake of this military alliance, in fighting this common enemy, the United States would have to help Israel. But this is somewhat dropping a context. If the United States was actually dedicated to fighting this war, it would be a short war. We would solve this. We would basically, all we'd have to do vis-a-vis Israel is tell Israel, destroy your enemies. Take out the Iranians. We'll help you because Iran is our enemy as well. Take out Hamas. Take out Hezbollah. Don't worry about us. We'll protect you politically. We'll provide you with moral support. We won't let the Europeans gang up on you, or they can gang up on you, but we'll provide you with, you know, the political cover and just do what's necessary. And then the United States would take care of the rest, right? It would take care of its enemies. And we would just have a division of labor on who took care of whom, and we would just take care of it. And it would take like a few months and it would be all over. So, you know, if the United States was truly committed to this war, we wouldn't have to help Israel's military. We would take care of the enemy, and Israel's military would take care of the enemy. It would be all over. The problem today is we're not fighting the war. We're restricting Israel from fighting its war. We're giving them $3 billion, but then telling them they can't really spend it on winning the war. They can only bomb some stuff. They can't bomb other things. They can't defeat Hamas. They have to negotiate with the Palestinian Authority. We have no foreign policy vis-a-vis Israel in the Middle East. We have no principles that guide us. We're certainly not fighting a war. And in this context, it's all a mishmash. Yes, we should support Israel, primarily morally, but more importantly, just let them do what's necessary to win. And then we need to take care of our enemies. And if we do those two things, the whole thing is very easy.